This is the Steve Cochran Show.
That's a fly ball deep to left. Back. That's it. Hey. He did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed in the bullpen. Everybody on your feet. This is it.
Whee! Let's go. Batter up. We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day.
Ernie Banks 500th, and Rosie was there, of course. The great Jack Rosenberg worked with Brickhouse and Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau and Jack Quinlan and Irv Kupcinet. Invented so much of what we know of modern sports production, the way it's done on the radio, the way it's been done on television. Key member of the WGN Sports Department for 40 years. And if you love something that came out of Jack Brickhouse's mouth, don't be surprised if it started between the ears of the great Jack Rosenberg. Who, by the way, along the way, you know, one of my favorite pictures, I love the, we've got some great, great photography in the hallways at WGN. And, Audrey, you know that picture of President Kennedy being interviewed at Wrigley?
Yes.
That's a Rosie production as
well.
As was the Ronald Reagan, Harry Carey get-together and more. There's not much that Jack ever did that wasn't pretty phenomenal. And I'll ask Dave Ennett to jump in here with me as well as we welcome another of our newest members of the 2017 Walk of Fame class, Jack Rosenberg. Rosie, good morning.
Thank you very, very much. You read that just the way I wrote it.
Dave, say hi to your old friend.
Jack, how are you? We've spoken already, but congratulations again on the Walk of Fame induction. And just hearing the Ernie Banks 500th home run call by Jack, and knowing how closely the two of you worked over the years, 40 years in the WGN television booth at Wrigley Field, what was the most fun part of that job for you, Jack?
The fun part was being around all the people that represent WGN. I can't say enough about it. Our lives were intertwined. We traveled up and down and across this great country for years and years and years. Everybody shared. Everyone in that crew had chances to leave, but we were so enamored with WGN and what it stood for that we wouldn't think of leaving. And you say, what do I think about a lot? I think about the fact that I wrote Jack Brickhouse's Hall of Fame speech.
Right.
When he was inducted at Cooperstown. And when I told him that I had written 3 minutes flat, he said, 3 minutes? At Cooperstown? You gotta be kidding. I said, Jack, you and I were there when Lou Boudreau was inducted, and everybody stands in our little courtyard with the hot sun beaming down and tells everybody who brought him to this point, if you do that, you're going to be up there 6 days. And I said, I got one line to cover it. He said, what's the line? I said, countless people have brought me to this pinnacle. You know who you are, and you have my undying gratitude.
See, that's the beauty of a great writer.
And I never had seen him cry. And these are memories that I have, Steve, that, you know, I listen to you every day with the great Andrea and Mary and Dave Ennett and all the rest. And I think, boy, what a place to have literally grown up. I mean, we literally grew up there.
Yeah.
And I won't take anything. The Walk of Fame means everything to me. I fully realize there's many others there that deserve it as much or more than I do. And I hope to be around when they get their just deserts as well.
Steve, can I just tell you, that's such an honor hearing that from Jack Rosenberg. I mean, when you hear someone who just even knows your name, who's been a mentor to everybody at this station, everybody in this room, right?
They, anybody
it's
that ever
amazing.
Asked,
thank you, Jack. So touched.
Anybody that ever
thank
asked
you.
Jack for advice, you know, for a story, you never had anything but help for you. And I got to tell you, Jack, I just love that story about the Hall of Fame speech because I have such great respect for great writing. And the way you crafted that sentence and a half, is so beautiful. I'm not surprised he cried. I'd cry. I'm crying now, Jack. Look what you did. But, Rosie, before we let you go, I do have to know this. Of all the years and all the games you worked, do you remember the first time, and maybe it was in the mid-90s, where you could actually sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the game? Or does it always feel like, oh, I got to be doing this. I got to get notes here. I got to do that. I got to do this.
It was always to keep doing and try to beat what you did 2 minutes before.
There you go.
And it was unbelievable time in the booth and at the station, radio and television. And I can't say enough about it. I could go on at length and, take up your whole program.
Steve, can I jump in with just one
quick
point?
Yep.
And that is, Jack, what does it mean to you to be inducted into the Walk of Fame along with Vince and Lou, with whom you worked so closely all those years?
Well, in particular, that means so much because they were two of my dearest friends ever. And we went all over together, our families, our personal lives, were involved together, and I have to tell you this, that one of the things that pleases me is that my senior grandchild, Abby Rosenberg, wrote on Facebook the day that the Walk of Fame was announced, and
cool.
She said, Grandpa was in the Grandpa Walk of Fame for me from the moment I was born 25 years ago.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So sweet.
These are the things going on, and it means a lot. It means a lot to me to be with you people. It's a privilege. I've been retired now for 18 years. I don't feel any older, but the calendar doesn't lie. And time has gone by, but my relationships with all of you people mean the world and all to me.
Thank you, my friend. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. And what you just heard Jack Rosenberg say is the ultimate truth and why Jimmy DeCastro's vision of this Walk of Fame is so important, I think, to the legacy of this radio station long after I'm gone and long after we're all gone. Mm-hmm. There's going to be this connective tissue from the past to the present and those that are still to come in the future, because this is a very special place. And once you're in this family, you're in this family. Mm-hmm. So... It's great to reconnect with Rosie.